Jim Knipfel has written three memoirs, and he's just 39. Mr. Knipfel's first book, called Slackjaw, emphasized the problems of his body. He was born with retinitis pigmentosa. It's a disease that's left him mostly blind. In the book Quitting the Nairobi Trio, Mr. Knipfel described mental problems. He's often pursued by inner demons, and he's made several attempts on his life. His third book, Ruining It for Everybody, is a somewhat spiritual memoir, although it begins with the line, "Whenever I hear the word spiritual, I reach for my revolver." NPR's Margot Adler caught up with Jim Knipfel in his sanctuary, Coney Island.
I have to confess, this reporter started out totally angry at Jim Knipfel in his new book, perhaps because it tells the story of a nihilistic jerk, a young man who, if he wasn't drinking in bars, was spending his time spreading violence, vandalism, and cruelty, getting pleasure, in the words of the book title, by ruining it for everybody. The book charts Knipfel's transformation into a basically okay guy, not through hard work or spiritual discipline, but through luck. But the book pulls one in by using Coney Island as a powerful metaphor, and so I found myself walking down Coney Island's wooden boardwalk, looking at the ocean, watching men playing volleyball and children playing in the sand, until I came to the stools of Ruby's Bar on the boardwalk, where Jim Knipfel sat drinking a beer at 11 o'clock in the morning. He told me he had always been fascinated by outsiders, criminals, addicts, hookers, those who had fallen through the cracks.
You can't get much more outsider than to be a sideshow freak. And everything I read pointed me towards Coney. Yeah, I mean, Coney was the mecca for freakdom.
When Knipfel talks about his first trip to Coney Island, it becomes a symbolic journey, taking the subway to the end of the line, getting lost, not looking up to see the parachute jump or the Wonder Wheel, but looking down at the seedy streets, the Russian junk shops, coming upon what looked like a post-nuclear wasteland, a vast emptiness in the distance, then passing a kiddie ride of demonic yellow bees, until he found himself near a vacant lot, which he points out.
There was a pack of three Dobermans over there who just came up to the fence and began snarling and growling and snapping at me.
Sort of the hounds of hell or something like that?
You're Cerberus, but, you know, except the three different heads were on different bodies. And then we hit here. It was a black backdrop. It was covered with images of fire and eyeballs on stakes and spiders, bodies in torment. And above the door, above the gateway here, there was a sign that said, "Abandon all hope, ye who enter here." And my heart absolutely leapt. In a way, I had been looking for hell for most of my life, and here was the entrance to hell. And I had found it at Coney Island.
We walk by a modern incarnation of a freak show, Shoot the Freak. We look through a fence at a man in armor who dodges paintball bullets that customers fire.
That's right up and Shoot the Freak, people. Live human talking, right here.
How did Knipfel come to embrace the freakish? He says despite a wonderful childhood in Wisconsin, he found the dark side seductive. He jokes that perhaps it was the mascot of his high school, a devil, or perhaps it was the inmate who was brought to the school to scare the students, but who made prison sound fun. And then there was punk music to light a fire of anger.
Reagan was in the White House. We knew we were all going to die in a nuclear holocaust. And with the music came this real nihilism. So we're all going to be dying here within a few years anyway, so why not just smash what we got now?
But in Ruining It for Everybody, Coney Island eventually becomes a metaphor, not only for hell, but for heaven, with Ruby's Bar on the boardwalk as the symbol of freedom and comfort. He writes, "Coney was as close as I came to having a church. It was my Mecca, my Lourdes, my Wailing Wall." In fact, Jim Knipfel has made plans to have his ashes thrown off the pier in Coney Island when he dies. Now, there are certain silly, cool young men who think happiness is a synonym for stupidity. Several years ago, that was Jim Knipfel.
I mean, I hung on to that for a long time, and often for stupid reasons. I mean, when I was writing, I always felt if I was happy while I was writing, what came out would just be just this light fluff, would just not be able to touch anything.
You wouldn't be a real writer.
I wouldn't be able to, you know, touch anything, you know, authentic there.
When asked how he lost his anger, he says it was just a bit of luck, work he loved, people he loved, realizing he had hurt people unnecessarily. Perhaps he's just older and no longer drinking the hard stuff, which brought him to the hospital unconscious at least once. He still drinks beer, at least one drink a day, and many of the scenes in all of his books take place in bars. 4 years ago, he found himself back in Coney Island with his girlfriend. It had changed. It was cleaned up. The hellhole ride had become the ghost hole, and the beach was strangely pristine. No broken glass, no hypodermic needles. It was a perfect day. He noticed the large Eastern European men on the beach with skimpy bathing suits and large bellies, and he realized his view of the world was no longer that of a young nihilistic jerk.
The first time I really saw someone like that, these 400-pound men wearing Speedos, I was terrified. What are you thinking? I mean, look at you. You know, you're wearing a little teeny tiny and your belly is like... But then down here that day, I saw how relaxed they were. They had this epic grace about them. They just strode around and they didn't give a damn.
How would you describe, if you were to describe it, your own spiritual or religious path?
I wouldn't. I sit in bars. I come to Coney. I have no spiritual or religious path. Those are just metaphors we use.
Is this coming to acceptance a spiritual transformation? Maybe not.
I have the love of a good woman. I have this place. I'm not making much money, and I can't see. And my body's in bad shape. But with what I do have, I'm comfortable. And happier than I've been in a very, very, very long time.
Jim Knipfel's memoir is called Ruining It for Everybody. I'm Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
Some of Coney Island's attractions have been spiffed up this summer by 24 artists in the Dreamland Artist Club. You can take a peek on the website, npr.org.